You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
It is David and Cindy, sans Cindy. Cindy Campbell is off sick today. We do hope she feels better and is back tomorrow because I'm lost and hopeless without her. We are 8 days until Halloween, 36 days until Thanksgiving, 63 days until Christmas. Can you believe that? Just a little over 2 months from now, we'll all be sitting around the Christmas tree. Unbelievable. Got a perfect stocking stuffer for you today. If you're looking for a gift, Parker McCollum, he announced yesterday that he's coming back to Maine, Cross Insurance Arena in Portland, January 31st. Wouldn't two tickets look nice in somebody's stocking? I think so, too. Although, they're all digital these days. So you'd have to, like, put your phone in there while the tickets are... No, that's too complicated. I suppose you could print them up. Yeah, all right. Yep, why would I complicate things? You could print up the tickets. Wouldn't that look nice, though, in somebody's stocking? Two tickets to see Parker McCollum in Portland, January 31st. We want to give you a free pair of tickets today, and that's going to happen in the 7 o'clock hour. We also have that Jelly Roll experience. We want to send you to go see Jelly Roll in Florida, Jacksonville. You just got to listen for that code, 820. So let's recap. 7 o'clock hour, your chance to win a free pair of tickets to Parker McCollum. 820 this morning, that code to get you qualified to go see Jelly Roll in Florida. It's all coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Happy Wednesday. 6.5, happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for laughing with us. Cindy Campbell is out sick today, and this is perfect, actually, for anybody who's sick. We always do What You Watching Wednesday. So on Wednesday, we look back on the week. Did you find a TV show, a movie, a documentary on the plethora of streaming services that we overpay for? What is something that you found that you're watching that you could recommend to everybody to watch, especially somebody who's at home sick? Cindy Campbell. Jesse wrote in from Bangor. She says she's watching Hallmark movies. Are they the Christmas Hallmark movies? Are those already out? You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Also, they're super cheesy, yet every time you sit down, you never have the intent to watch a Christmas Hallmark movie. I don't think anybody ever has the intent to watch a Christmas Hallmark movie. They're always by accident. And as soon as you click on one, you're sucked in. You can't stop watching. You don't know why, and you hate yourself for doing it. You do. You hate yourself. You're like, why am I watching this? And why can't I stop? That is a Christmas Hallmark movie in a nutshell. I recommend Shrinking. I know Cindy would too. We are absolutely in love with this show. Season 1, fully available to stream on Apple TV+. Season 2 was just released. In fact, today, episode 3 of season 2 is out, and I can't wait to get home and watch it. I already know Cindy gets up at like 2 a.m., even when she's sick. So I know she's already watched it. Don't ruin it for me, Cindy, if you're listening right now. Shrinking's one. Big news for all the Yellowstone fans. The trailer for the second half of season 5 was released yesterday. We have been waiting 10 years. I don't think it's been 10 years. How long has it been? Way too long waiting for the second half of season 5. Lots of drama off screen with Kevin Costner. Nobody really understands or knows why he's not coming back for the second half. However, the trailer for the upcoming episodes of Yellowstone is full of John Dutton, full of Kevin Costner, confusing a lot of people because he said he wasn't going to be in the second half of season 5, yet he is all over the trailer. So that's going to be interesting to see exactly what's going on when Yellowstone returns to the Paramount Network on November 10th. Oh, I can't wait for that. I got to go back and watch everything because it's been so long. I have forgotten everything that's been going on with Yellowstone. But that is absolutely something I recommend, too, for What You Watch on Wednesday. What do you recommend? 207-991-9500. or you can hit us up on the Q106.5 app. We love hearing your voice. You can leave a voice message there or a text message, and your responses will be coming up. Also, we have those Parker McCollum tickets in the 7 o'clock hour. Free pair of tickets. He's coming back to Maine January 31st. You don't want to miss that on Q106.5. 6.5, that, of course, Post Malone with Blake Shelton, David and Cindy. Cindy Campbell out sick. Hopefully she is feeling better and back by tomorrow. If you want to go to the World Series, which begins this Friday at believe New York. If you want to go to the World Series, we can't afford it. Have you seen the ticket prices? I'm going to share that with you coming up. But first, we're going to check weather with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox. We're in for another day of summer here in Maine.
Low clouds and fog early this morning will give way to partly to mostly sunny skies by late morning into the afternoon. Temperatures today, again, well above average. Our highs this afternoon in the 60s near 70. Southerly winds today will be gusty, and those could gust to 25, maybe 30 miles an hour at times. Turning cloudy tonight, maybe a couple of showers after midnight, mainly across the northern half of the state. We'll see some areas of fog tonight, too. Overnight lows right around the 50 mark. And then brightening skies for the day on Thursday. We'll start out with some clouds early in the morning, maybe an isolated shower. Otherwise, brightening skies, breezy and cooler. Temperatures on Thursday in the mid-50s to lower 60s. A beautiful end of the week on Friday. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the 50s, and then more clouds to start the weekend Saturday. Maybe a couple of showers, too, especially across the north. Temperatures on Saturday in the upper 40s to middle 50s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
53 degrees at the Q106.5 studios. All right, the World Series set to kick off this Friday, 8:08 p.m. Not kickoff. What's the word you use? Pitch off? Swing off? They're going to play baseball. 8:08 will be the first pitch for the World Series Game 1 at Dodger Stadium. Here's how much the tickets are for Game 1 right now, and they're only climbing. StubHub, if you want to go, say you were there in Los Angeles, and you want to buy a ticket, $1,326. That's for the awful seats. The minimum price for any of the four potential games at Dodger Stadium, $1,268 and climbing. These are all through StubHub. StubHub said earlier this week its sales revenue for this year's World Series, which granted features the biggest stars in baseball and arguably the best baseball player of all time in Shohei Ohtani. I mean, there's even an argument there with Aaron Judge. StubHub said earlier this week its sales revenue for this year's World Series already exceeds its entire sales revenue for last year's World Series with the Diamondbacks and Rangers. And this series hasn't even started for 4 days. We're not starting this World Series till Friday. So we still got, 2 days? And it's already beating all of the sales revenue from last year's World Series in its entirety. This World Series doesn't begin till Friday, is already four times more money for StubHub than the 2022 Houston Astros Phillies World Series. That is incredible. That is how much people want to see these superstars. And people have been waiting for this World Series, too. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, New York Yankees, Los Angeles Dodgers, East Coast versus West Coast. And it shows with the ticket prices. Just for two people to go to one baseball game, over $2,500. That is insane. Coming up, you don't have to pay a dime to go see Parker McCollum. Nope. You don't. He's going to be at the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland January 31st. We want to send you for free. Got a pair of tickets for you. 7 o'clock hour. If you look at the clock, that's not too far away right here on Q106.5. 6.5, David and Cindy, as the sun is about to rise on this beautiful Wednesday where temperatures should be right there at 70, if not 70. Cindy Campbell is out sick today. We hope that she feels better and will return tomorrow. because I am lost and helpless without her. We are 8 sleeps away from Halloween. You know, it's already hard enough for me to tell these bad jokes. Now I don't have Cindy here to fake laugh. Well, let's try it. What do ghosts put in their hot cocoa? What do ghosts put in their hot cocoa? Whipped scream. Yep, it's not the same. It's not the same at all. Nope. Nope, Cindy Campbell better be back tomorrow. There's nothing scarier than doing a show without her. Maybe, is that why she's doing it? She's teaching me a lesson. It will be my first winter here in Maine. Lots of anxiety is building up as we get closer and closer to winter. Now, granted, today it's summer. Let's be honest. I mean, the past couple of days, it's summer. It almost makes me feel like winter's never going to be here in Maine. But everybody has warned me, just wait till winter. Just wait till winter. Every time I say, I love Maine. I love Maine. I love how there's so many cool things to do in Maine. So many unique things specific to Maine that you can only do here in Maine. I absolutely adore Maine. It's beautiful. Every time I say something like that, every time I compliment this state, just wait till winter. Just wait till winter. Well, that has me a little worried. Because every single person has said that. I do want to be prepared for winter, but I want to be prepared to enjoy winter. Surely there are activities that you can do here in Maine while it's cold out, while it's snowy out, while it's icy out. What is your favorite activity to do during the winter? What is something that I must do for my first Maine winter to make it memorable? I would love to hear your suggestions. 207-991-9500. Love to talk to you because I'm all alone and I'm just talking to myself in studio. I mean, it's not the first time. I'm used to it. I talk to myself all the time, but I would love to talk to you. Also have the Q106.5 app. You don't have time to place a phone call. You can shoot a text there or a voice message, but would love to hear what are some must-do activities in Maine in the winter. 207-991-9500. Would love to share your responses. Coming up on Q106. David and Cindy. Cindy out sick today. Hopefully she's feeling better and back tomorrow, because there's nothing scarier than Cindy Campbell not being in studio and leaving me alone as we are 8 days away from Halloween. Salesperson Daddy Dustin walked in studio. You don't have to get up, Dustin. I just need you to fake laugh in the background. No, not yet. Just wait. Okay. Why was the witch late for work? Why was the witch late for work? She overswept. That's.
Do I laugh now?
Yeah, that's your cue. Oh,
okay.
Currently taking your calls, texts, and voice messages. Q106.5 app and then on the phone, 207-991-9500. It's going to be my first winter. I want it to be a memorable one. I had so much fun during the spring, during the summer. I'm having fun during the fall. There's so many activities to do in Maine that are unique and specific to this beautiful state. What are activities in winter that you love to do that I must put on my to-do list? What are activities in the winter that I need to put on my to-do list? Going to the phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Stacyville, Maine.
Well, what's up? What's your name?
Sean.
Good morning, Sean.
You need to get in on the egg ride on Ryder Stumbleville with a jacket full of eggs this winter.
I've heard about this egg ride. What exactly is this?
Well, it raises money for kids at camp, the disabled kids. It's a great cause, and you'll never forget doing it.
I love that. Is there a website I can go to?
Oh, you ask anybody there. They'll steer you in the right direction.
All right. Sean, thank you so much. You have a great day today. Enjoy the warm weather.
You too.
Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm from Maine.
Hey, good morning, Sandra. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Where are you from originally?
So I am a military brat, so I'm a mess. I just lived the past 14 years in Southern California.
Okay, so have you ever lived anywhere that it snowed?
I've lived in Colorado and Wyoming.
Okay, so that doesn't help me. I was going to say, my favorite thing to do was on the very first snowfall is walk in it, whether it's nighttime, daytime, especially at night. But that doesn't work if you're you've lived in the cold area.
Oh, no, I love that recommendation. It's been a while since I've lived anywhere. I mean, you got to keep in mind, it's been well over a decade. And if I remember correctly, when the light hits that first snow, it just sparkles. And it's just exactly. So beautiful.
Exactly. That's my favorite time when it's snowing. The very first snow at night, I love to go for a walk in it and see the streetlights and have the snow sparkling and...
Oh, just you saying that actually just got me excited for the first snowfall.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And I lived in Florida for a couple of years, and I have to tell you, I couldn't wait to get back. I cried my first fall when I was in Florida because I hated it.
Oh.
I had no deciduous trees, no fall foliage.
Yeah.
And when I came back to Maine a year ago, I was like, yes! Yes!
Well, welcome back to Maine, and I can't wait for both of us. I'm excited for both of us for that first snowfall.
Absolutely. So thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. Thank you for calling in. 207-991-9500, and at some point this hour, somebody is going to win Parker McCollum tickets. He'll be in Portland January 31st, Cross Insurance Arena. You just got to listen for that cue to call. Any moment... in the 7 o'clock hour, it's coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Sick today. Hopefully she will be back tomorrow because there is nothing more terrifying than me being left alone in studio. Talking about your favorite thing to do during the winter, because this will be my very first winter in Maine. And I want it to be memorable. I've had so much fun in the spring, the summer, the fall. I'm having fun right now in the fall. Just doing things unique and specific to Maine that you can't do anywhere else. For example, I just hiked Cadillac Mountain, saw the sunrise, the very first sunrise in America. That was so cool. And you can only do that here in Maine. What a fun state this is. So what are winter specific activities that I can do in Maine? Taking your recommendations, 207-991-9500. I know being in a hot tub from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool is certainly on my to-do list, and they got a big sale going on this weekend. Excuse me, and I'll be broadcasting live from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool in Brewer, 96 Parkway South, this Saturday, 11 to 1. I would love to meet you in person, 11 to 1 this Saturday at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Cannot wait to be there and for their hot tub sale. But what is a winter-specific activity in Maine that I need to put on my to-do list? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Midge and Chris, and we're calling from Stetson.
What's up, Midge and Chris? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Chris, what's your favorite? Chris, what's your favorite winter activity?
Down the hill tubing.
Ooh, where are some good hills?
Herman Mountain.
Herman Mountain.
Okay. All right. That is great to know. That excellent. What about you, Midge? What's your favorite winter activity?
Staying inside. Yeah.
Thank you both. Chris, you have a great day at school.
I will.
Bye, guys. Thank you for calling in.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, even though Cindy Campbell's out sick today, we still get to do some good news. Yeah, absolutely.
6.5. So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
And I love this story. A Maine veteran has a new car thanks to the Maine Veterans Project. But the gift is about so much more. By the way, good news is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Friends, family, and community. So this Maine veteran received this new car, 45-year-old Warren Carter. Thank you for your service, sir. And his wife were thrilled when they received a 2008 Jeep Liberty, especially since Warren's wife has some health problems. What makes this gift even cooler is that it was given to a Vietnam veteran by the Maine Veterans Project 4 years ago. And when that veteran brought it back to the organization, complete with new tires and parts, Maine Veterans Project got it an oil change and then turned the keys over to Warren Carter. That is incredible. This is one of over 50 vehicles that have been donated to veterans by the Maine Veterans Project. I don't even need to say it, but everyone knows Maine Veterans Project. They are just a phenomenal organization here in Maine, and we're so lucky to have them. Thank you, Maine Veterans Project, for inspiring everybody and taking care of our Maine veterans. All right, coming up, we're going to continue the conversation. What are winter activities that I need to put on my to-do list? Got a lot of people on hold. Can't wait to talk to you. 207-991-9500. Oh, and we have some Parker McCollum concert tickets to give away this hour. Yeah, he's going to be in Portland, Maine, January 31st. And we want to send you for free. A pair of tickets look nice in someone's stocking this Christmas. It's all on the way right here. David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening to Q106.5. David and Cindy. Cindy out sick today, but we are still doing that code at 820. We want you to go to Jacksonville, Florida to see Jelly Roll November 23rd. The only way to do that is to take that code that we announced at 820 and go to the Q106.5 app. So that's right around the corner. Also, still have some Parker McCollum tickets that were given away this hour, any minute now. Right now, we are talking about, this is going to be my first winter in Maine. And I've absolutely enjoyed the spring, summer, fall, done so many unique things specific to Maine that you can only do in Maine. I love this state. I love all the unique things and activities that you can do here. And I'm sure winter will be no different, even though everybody, and I mean everybody, every time I compliment Maine, I go, oh, I love Maine. Oh, I love it. I got to do this, that, that. Everybody's response is, just wait till winter. So, all right, I'm a little nervous, but I'm sure there are fun things to do. So far, I've received lots of great recommendations. Got a couple texts on the Q106.5 app. Love that you are utilizing that. Go to the Q106.5 app. You can text me. You can send in a voice message. Kaylee in Bangor says, go tubing on Herman Mountain. That's the second recommendation I got for that. I will absolutely go tubing. Tina wrote in. She's also in Bangor. Don't know if I'll do this. You know what? Never mind, Tina. I will do it because you recommended it. First winter in Maine, you must do the polar dip plunge. Fine. And then she goes on. The first snowstorm, jump in a snowbank in shorts and a t-shirt. Tina, I'm going to do one better. I'm going to do that without the shorts and a t-shirt. I said it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go all out. I'm going to commit to my first winter here in Maine. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
John from Milford.
What's up, John? How are you this morning?
Good.
What's a winter activity that you love to do?
I love ice fishing, and you need to get out and give it a shot.
Okay. People have been recommending this. I'm not going to lie. I have two emotions when it comes to ice fishing being recommended to me. One, heck yeah, I want to try it. I'm excited. And then two, the anxiety of being on ice on a lake. I don't trust it. I've never done it before. I'm worried about falling in. I've seen the horror movies.
I mean, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to make sure you know where you're going, or you're going with somebody that does know the ice. And, you know, I don't, you and I don't go early season. I've been doing it my whole life. But when you get 30 inches ice on a lake or 20 inches ice on a lake, you can drive a truck on it and don't go through. So.
No kidding. That blows my mind.
Yep. Yeah, you got to try it. Go on a either warm-ish day or go with somebody that's got an ice shack that you can get in and get out of the cold. But that's one of my favorite winter activities.
I've got it written down. I'm going to definitely do that this winter. I'm just not going to eat Taco Bell the night before, just in case.
No, I wouldn't.
Yep.
I wouldn't. It gets dicey.
Thanks.
You don't want to be chumming the lake.
I don't want to be doing that, and I don't want to be falling in from being 10 pounds heavier.
That's true.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. You have a great day.
You too.
207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. I'm David and Cindy. Cindy Campbell out sick today. Nothing scarier than being left alone in studio without Cindy Campbell. Hopefully she is back tomorrow and feeling better. Right now, we have been taking calls. I love the responses. Thank you so much. I should expect nothing less from Mainers than great suggestions and kindness. You've been so great this morning. It's going to be my first winter here in Maine. I've thoroughly enjoyed fall. I'm enjoying fall. I love summer. I love the spring. Got to do so many different things that are unique and specific to Maine. It's such a fun state, so I'm looking for activities that I need to put on my to-do list in the winter for my first Maine winter. And go into Facebook real quick. Sierra says, go back to the botanical gardens. I have been there and they're beautiful. See the lights or any and all light displays. Okay, Sierra. Don't have to tell me twice. I love the botanical gardens. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Fred from Augusta.
What's up, Fred? How can we help you this morning?
Yeah, well, I was agreeing with them on the ice fishing. You definitely need to try it. But they also forgot to mention one thing. You need to make sure you bring a designated driver.
That is so funny. One of my coworkers, my colleagues here, just said that he goes out day drinking all day on the ice. And he's like, you need to make sure you bring a friend to drive.
It's a good way of drinking earlier in the day without looking like such an alcoholic.
Hey, and listen, you got to stay warm somehow, right?
Exactly.
That's why God invented whiskey.
Exactly. The whiskey keeps you warm. You can't have fire on an ice. It'll make it melt.
I love that you're helping to perfect my first ice fishing experience. Thank you so much for calling in, buddy. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Why do I have the feeling I'm going to make the news after my first ice fishing experience? I just have a feeling I'm going to be on WABI or on Fox Bangor or something. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be like, and they're not even going to call me they're going to call me a visitor from away. If it's somebody from away, and everybody will be like, man, that makes sense. We heard him talking about it on the radio. He knew it was going to happen. Something bad was going to happen when he went ice fishing for the first time. Well, I'm doing it this winter. And I'll do my best to not make the news. Marissa Abbott, thank you for writing in. She says, ice skating. Heck yeah. Love ice skating. Definitely going to put that on the to-do list. Bonnie Patchell says, go cross-country skiing or snowshoeing at Penobscot River Trails. This is something I absolutely cannot wait to do. Thank you, Bonnie, for the recommendation and for sharing pictures. This looks beautiful. And then she says, afterwards, sip hot cocoa by a nice warm fire in the visitor center at the Penobscot River Trails. Bonnie, I love that. That is a phenomenal suggestion. I'm writing all these down. I really do appreciate it. 207-991-9500. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave.
Hi, what's your name?
Madeline.
What's up, Madeline? What's a winter activity that I must do?
Make a snowman and a snow angel.
I love both of those suggestions. How old are you, Madeline?
7.
Oh, my gosh. Are you on your way to school?
I'm here right now.
Oh, well, Madeline, I hope you have a great day at school. You're doing great things for our demographics here at Q106.5, so we appreciate it. And just for you, I'm going to make a snow angel and a snowman this winter.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day at school. Bye. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye, Madeline.
Bye.
Well, warm my cold, callous heart. Oh, my goodness. That just put the biggest smile on my face. I'm in a great mood now. Such a good mood. I want to give away some free concert tickets to go see Parker McCollum Cross Insurance Arena January 31st. You want to go for free? Heck yeah, you do. I got a pair of tickets. You just need to be caller number 10, 207-991-9500. 207-991-9500. Caller number 10, you're going to go see Parker McCollum on Q106.5. All week long, we are sending you to see Parker McCollum on Q106.5 with David and Cindy down in Portland, January 31st. And we have caller number 10 on the phone. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. Michelle in Winslow.
What's up, Michelle? How are you enjoying these summer-like temperatures today?
Oh, I love it. I'm a fall kiddo, well, at heart. But
for sure.
October birthday, yep.
Are you doing anything today? You working, or are you taking a day off, enjoying some downtime?
Well, I've got some schoolwork I got to catch up on. I'm finishing my associate's degree in mental health and human services at KVCC.
Heck yeah. Good for you. And what a better... I don't think there's a better degree to get right now. So many people need help with their mental health. Good for you.
Absolutely. I'm a single mom with 3 special needs boys. So oldest is 21 and 18 and 10. So I love the field.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like you're an incredible mother and you're pursuing a great career and but you need a break. You're going to need a night out.
Right.
Parker McCollum, January 31st, Cross Insurance Arena down in Portland. I got a pair of tickets for you. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. Q106.5, loving all of the recommendations for winter activities. Cindy Campbell out sick today. It is David and Cindy. Hopefully she's back tomorrow because there's nothing scarier than a studio alone without Cindy Campbell. As we are 8 days away from Halloween, 63 days away from Christmas. Is that real? Can you believe that? A little over 2 months? That it's going to be Christmas. My goodness, time is flying by. What are some winter activities that I need to put on my to-do list for my very first Maine winter? It's my first Maine winter. I have loved spring, summer. I'm loving fall. All the hiking, all the unique activities that I've been able to do in this beautiful state since I've been here almost 6 months. How can I make my winter as memorable as the other seasons so far? What are those winter activities that I must do? Thank you so much for everybody's recommendations so far. Reading a couple that have been typed in, written in. Where'd it go? Oh, Darlene Moore. This one made me laugh. Donuts in an empty parking lot. Of course. Of course. I'm going to be immature a little bit, take the truck and go into an empty parking lot and do some donuts, probably on the first snow. Also, I need it for practice. I haven't driven in snow, and I can't even remember. It's got to be at least 20 years. So I need a refresher in some fresh powdered snow on how to drive in the snow and the ice. Rick and Becca said, ride a horse through fresh powder. That's interesting. Where can I do that at? I'm going to look into that. I love that. And then Melissa Loren says, slide down Essex Street Hill. Okay, Melissa, I'm writing that down on my to-do list, too. That sounds easy enough. Slide down Essex Street Hill. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Michelle in Winslow. It's Aroostook County.
Aroostook. Aroostook. Hold on. Let me say it one more time.
Aroostook.
Aroostook. All right. Now let's say it together on three. One, two, three. Aroostook. Oh.
Aroostook.
Aroostook. All right. I'm never going to mispronounce that again. Aroostook. Michelle, thank you so much.
And a fun thing to do in the winter is, even though I'm 46, I still build snowman and stuff, just enjoying the snow.
Hey, you are 46 years young, and I'm 41, and I still build snowman, and I can't wait to do that. You just got me pumped for winter.
And just throwing a snowball, and it's just pretty cool. Have a great day.
When you throw a snowball, do you need to know the person, or just is it okay to throw it at a complete stranger?
Well, just be careful.
Thanks,
it's
Michelle.
About being kind around the holidays.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brewer, but I'm originally from Aroostook County.
Aroostook. I'm going to get this, I swear, by the end of the day. Aroostook. What's your name?
My name is Tina.
Hey, Tina. Hey, what's something you like to do during the winter?
Stay inside and sew and make quilts.
You know what? I love that. I'm sure I'll be spending a few days doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely. But Aroostook County is also known as the county.
That's so much easier to say than Aroostook. The county. The county. See, a silly from away like myself, that makes it significantly easier. The county. Aroostook.
You have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your help.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye. Aroostook County. Aroostook. I'm never going to mispronounce that again. Aroostook County. Got it. Something easy to pronounce for me. And a place I love to visit, and I know this will be one of my favorite winter activities. Mason's Brewing Company. They got two locations. Machias, and then, of course, Brewer on the waterfront. It's going to be beautiful this winter. Penobscot, apparently ice is over. What? Is that real? I'll find out for myself as I'm sitting there at Mason's. Cannot wait. You will not find a better beer food combo than at Mason's Brewing Company. And they have the most gorgeous views, the most incredible staff, the best beer. And for those who aren't aware, they got a full bar. I'm talking to you bourbon lovers right now. They just posted this on their Instagram. They've got some unicorn bottles that are on their shelves at Mason's Brewing. They're rare and hard to find bourbons for you to enjoy that'll keep you warm this winter while you're sipping on them. And they're just waiting to be savored. From the smooth complexity of an Old Forester birthday bourbon to the legendary George T. Stagg, each one offers a unique taste experience that you won't just find anywhere. You'll find it at Mason's Brewing Company. And of course, you already know Mason's has the best beer on tap. And the one that I am just hooked on right now, because I like to be festive, I like to be seasonal, is the Smashing Pumpkins beer. 6.5% alcohol, 100% delicious. And Grandma, listen, your pumpkin pie, it's a hit. Always at the holidays. Always at the family gatherings. But this year, We're bringing Smashing Pumpkins beer. You have competition this year, Granny. Your pumpkin pie or a delicious Smashing Pumpkins beer. That's going to be a toughie. No, it's not. I'm just being kind, Grandma. I'm taking the beer. You won't find a better beer food combo, like I said, than at Mason's. I challenge you. The last time I was there for lunch, I had their best dang pepperoni pizza, and it was truly the best dang pepperoni pizza, and I can't wait to have it again. Mason's and Brewer and Machias, my new home away from home, for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. Hey, see you for lunch today at Mason's.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Just on loop over and over.
Yeah, like that, like that. There you go. Q106.5, David and Cindy. Cindy Campbell out sick. There is absolutely nothing scarier, more terrifying than Cindy Campbell leaving me alone in studio. Thank goodness the great, incredible Jordan Verge is here.
Oh, thank you. I think this is actually scarier, us being left alone without Cindy.
Some would argue, yes, that is absolutely a fact. Mm-hmm. 100%. Well, TBD, huh? Mm-hmm. Only one way to find out. Let's get going. Jelly Roll, going to be in Jacksonville, Florida. We want you to experience that concert.
Yes, in 1 month, he's going to be performing in Jacksonville, Florida, okay? And all you need to do to be there is to take the code that's given to you.
You don't have it.
I don't.
But you are unbelievable.
But what you could win, is, well, don't call me unbelievable. Cindy Campbell isn't here, okay? At least I showed up.
That is a good point.
Thank you.
Touche, my friend.
She doesn't have the code either.
She's not even here to give the code.
You could win two tickets to see that concert, round trip airfare for two, two-night hotel stay plus $500 in spending money.
Say what?
$500 in spending money.
Say it again.
$500 in spending money.
One more time.
$500 in spending money.
That code is 754.
754?
754.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wait, can you look at that again?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It says 754 at 8 a.m. 754. Wow.
Yeah, that's definitely it. 754. Just open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button right on the homepage, scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour for Wednesday, and enter 754.
So it's like a countdown, but without the six.
Yes, this is a dystopian world where six doesn't exist.
Yes, we're going 9, 8, 7, 5, 4.
Yo, that could be, if the year was 2010, okay, 2011, that could have been a major motion picture right there. Like, imagine a world where the number 6 doesn't exist.
Tell you what. While they're entering the code, let's get into some country music news, shall we?
Oh, we can try.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Well, David, the Celtics tied the NBA three-point record last night.
Well, that is not country music news.
No, it is. It is. You know, on October 22nd, 2024, the right. Celtics played the Knicks in what was the tip-off of the NBA season.
And they looked great.
They looked phenomenal. I didn't realize how much I was missing in my life until my boys were out there on the court playing again.
I understand. So, moving to New England, I know how big sports are here now. I was never aware of how big. I knew they were big.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how big. They are big. I mean, there's not even a word. There's not even an adjective for big that's appropriate for the fandom here of New England sports. And Celtics, I think, reigns as champion over the Patriots, over the Bruins. I mean, Celtics are it.
Especially right now, considering the Patriots are bad. The Red Sox are average. They're the most mid-team in all of sports. The Bruins, I think, are fine, but they have had some playoff struggles in the past few years. The Celtics, they're the champions. They just raised Banner 18 last night. David, I cried 3 times last night.
You did not.
I did.
You are a man, for the love of God.
And when I see Jason Tatum cry, I'll cry. He didn't cry. But I just wanted to give you an excuse.
Find your testosterone.
The Celtics, they tied the NBA record for the most three-pointers made in a game, hitting 29 from beyond the arc. The Celtics dominated the Knicks with a high-powered offense, finishing with a blowout victory, 132-109.
I'm loving this country music news. Here's why. Several reasons. One, you're very happy.
Two, I know a lot of other people are very happy because it's the Celtics. Three, not one mention of Gabby Barrett. Thank the Lord.
You know what? Yeah, silver linings. And also, Shaboozy, he wasn't at a bar getting tipsy last night. He was at the NBA on TNT American Express Roadshow in Boston.
Oh, that's cool.
So so he performed the song, a bar song, Tipsy, on TNT.
I have a question for you about Shaboozy.
I have an answer for you.
So the bar song, it's probably the number one song of the year, all genres of music. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh, it's up there. It's either that or the Morgan and Post song, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Those are the top two, like, undoubtedly.
So, Shaboozy, that Morgan Wallen song, mm-hmm. and I Had Some Help, and, oh, my gosh, Cody Johnson's...
Oh, the Dirt Cheap? Or The Painter?
Dirt Cheap.
Okay.
I believe. They're all up for Song of the Year with the CMAs.
Oh, really?
Which one do you choose?
So for the CMAs, is that who decides that?
That's the Country Music Association. So these are like the most legit awards for as far as country music goes.
Okay, so do they choose based on like numbers, or do they choose based on quality? What's the criteria for Song of the Year?
I don't know. I'm not a member of the association.
Yeah.
The Single of the Year nominations, a bar song, Tipsy, yeah. Shaboozy, Dirt Cheap, Cody Johnson, I Had Some Help, Post Malone, and then you have Watermelon Moonshine, Lainey Wilson, and White Horse, Chris Stapleton. Both good songs. Those two songs are older, by the way. I don't know how they got nominated for this year.
Like late last year, right?
Yeah. I don't get those two. I think the three in the running are Bar Song, Dirt Cheap, I Had Some Help. So which one do you pick?
Man, listen, I love me some Kojo. Dirt Cheap is great, but I think I got to back I Had Some Help with that. Shaboozy was great, and his performance last night on TNT was fun too. But no, I think that my pick would be with Posty and Morgan.
That is tough. And Dirt Cheap is a beautiful song, but it didn't have the traction. It didn't have the attention that a bar song got, nor did it get the same attention as I Had Some Help. But a bar song by Shaboozy, I mean, shattered records.
Really? Am I just underselling it? Do I just not realize the gravity that this song has?
I don't think so. I just think it's a tough category. That's why I asked. I was trying to get your opinion because a lot of people were saying Dirt Cheap, Cody Johnson, and those are country music fans. Mm-hmm. They know that lyrically it's a beautiful song, but it was not nearly as popular as Shaboozy, and certainly not as popular as I Had Some Help.
No, clearly not. But also, like, I feel like Shaboozy's a bar song and I Had Some Help, those are kind of unique. If you guys ever heard This Is My Dirt by Justin Moore,
very similar.
Kind of the same song as Dirt Cheap. I mean, listen, I love Kojo. Kojo is so good. Justin Moore is also good. They're basically the same song.
Well, and you're not wrong. I agree with you on that. The CMA Awards, by the way, are November 20th. So it's crazy to say that November 20th is right around the corner, but it's less than a month away.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, David, it's going to be cold soon.
Stop it right
There's
now.
It's going to be snow. Get your winter tires on.
We're going to continue the conversation of best winter activities. Winter activities that I must put on my to-do list for my first Maine winter.
Oh, just stay inside.
It's coming
Protect
up.
Yourself and your family.
That's the great Jordan Burns, everybody. Thank you very much. You did a great job. Oh. And Cindy is out sick today. Hopefully she's feeling better and we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, gracing us with his presence, and what an honor, so helpful, the very talented Jordan Burns. Oh,
thank you so much.
Hello, Jordan. Is Father Free out there?
Yes, he is. Should I get him?
Yeah, bring him in. All right. We're talking about winter activities, and what do you recommend should be done during... Could you slam that door any quieter? My goodness, he makes a presence.
What does he have? What is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's none other than Father Free. He's got a device.
Oh, that's for ice fishing, right?
Hello, Father Free.
Hey, that is an ice fishing trap.
Okay.
Yeah. I came with props this morning.
we're talking winter activities. It's going to be my very first winter in Maine. I want it to be memorable just as it's been for spring, summer, fall. I've done so many cool, unique activities, only specific to Maine. It's been great. I love this great state. And every time I compliment Maine, every Mainer has always said, they've always responded with, just wait until winter.
That's the appropriate response. That's what's in
what,
our...
What is... That's a... That's not a fishing pole.
This is an ice fishing trap, David. Man, I'm here to give you a demonstration.
I have so much to learn. Jordan, do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
This is very simple.
Okay.
We drill a hole in the ice.
Yep. Right. Are you sure you want to do that? You might fall in.
It's a 10-inch wide hole mm-hmm. with a Jiffy ice auger that mm-hmm. you can get at Old Town Trading Post.
Mm. Look at that plug. Hey, what happened? So real quick, before you continue, when you fall into the ice, what facial expression do you give while you're looking up and nobody can rescue you?
First of all, you don't fall in, yes, okay? No. You don't walk on the ice if it's dangerous, ever.
How do you know that? I don't know that.
You chip a hole, and if it has more than 8 inches of ice, it's safe to walk on, usually. There are disclaimers to these rules.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this, but I'm terrified.
Can
I'm
get back to my demonstration?
Yes,
you're coming with. You're coming with me.
I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is a trap that you buy at Old Town Trading Post with a Jiffy auger that you buy at Old Town Trading Post. Wow. It was some bait that you put on this little hook right here.
I'm sorry. One more time. Where do you get all these items?
This will be at Old Town Trading Post.
Old Town Trading Post. Oh. No kidding.
Huh? Okay. I've given them way too much love. We have to be fair about this. We also get it at Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln.
Okay, go on.
All right. So, and then there's a hook on this. There's a hook on this. And then you put a bait, a smelt or a worm or a crawler that you also buy at Old Town Trading Post to Whitney's Outfitters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the fish, the hungry fish, because he hasn't eaten in a long time.
Yeah, they don't get food, do they?
No, it's frozen, so they can't have flies, and they're kind of hungry, aggressive, mm-hmm. especially the ponds I fish at.
Sure.
And so they bite this. When they do, you're sitting around, sitting in a chair by the fire, having a seltzer.
Yeah, right. Whiskey. You know? He's drinking straight whiskey. Come on.
So it bites it, and when it bites it, it takes your line, and when it does, it pulls.
Oh,
and the flag goes up. And that's all you see, because this is below the ice, and then you see a flag, and when you do, you start running for the flag, and you watch the spool spin, and when the spool is done spinning, you hook the fish, and you bring it in.
Oh, that's fun.
It's awesome.
I want to go.
Yeah, I'll send you some pics. It's really cool.
No, I don't want to see pics. I want to go.
No, you're coming with.
Yeah. Okay, am I invited?
Yes, you're invited, 100%. Everybody's invited. We're going to have a Q106.5 party.
Listen to me, Father Free. Yep. If I see photos of you on Facebook ice fishing and I didn't get the invite.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. You're coming with me. Okay. It'll be my absolute pleasure. I can't think of anything more enjoyable to do than bring a California kid or...
Do we have an expert on measuring the ice? Because you say 8 inches.
Yes.
Like, I don't want you to be the one to go out there and measure it, because I don't trust your measurements.
No, it's true.
You say 8 inches, and it's more like 4.
I'm gonna need Free to tell me it's like 15 inches for me to actually trust it.
I'm going
to
need like 25 inches from Free. Okay. Yeah.
I put my truck on it. I mean, anything over 3, I feel comfortable walking on, as long as I trust the body of water and it's deep and there aren't any springs around. And it's solid black ice. There's a big difference with ice around here, but I'll expose all of that to you.
I don't want to be exposed to anything from you.
Well, so what I'm hearing from you is that 3 is enough. That's all you need.
Well, I mean, I think it is. I mean, if I'm gonna drive on it, I prefer a solid 12 or 14 of solid black ice.
Understood.
But it's safe to walk on it 3. Typically, I mean, you have to know the body of water. You know, I think it's important.
Sure. Free?
Yeah.
Father Free?
Yes.
I appreciate this.
Hey, thank you. David, it's going to be a pleasure. It's an honor. And when you get done, I'm just going to tell you, when you get done and you've had a day on the ice with fish and, you know, it's warm and cold, it's like 20 degrees, and you've had a great day and you've had a couple beverages, and you come home and you clean your fish and you're ready to fry them up or broil them up with butter and garlic and just make it beautiful.
Ooh.
While you're waiting, and after you get done cleaning them, and before the window of time to put your, fish in the oven, I personally love to sit back in my hot tub that I just bought from Sandala Spa and Pool at 104 degrees with a glass of grape juice drink it all in. So, David, you are invited, my friend.
Father Free, thank you so much. Wow, that was a beautiful performance from Father Free.
That was great. That's phenomenal.
Slow clap. Absolutely. Well, fantastic.
He's dropping several mics over there.
That, yes, he should. That was so good. I'm glad you mentioned Sand Dollar Spa and Pool Free, because I'm going to be there this Saturday broadcasting live 11 to 1. I would love to meet you at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. 96 Parkway South in Brewer. They're moving. Danielle from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool will be on air with us tomorrow morning, 8:30. Cannot wait to talk to her again. They're doing a big move from Brewer to Bangor, and when they move, they don't want to bring all that inventory. So they got a great sale going on, especially their hot tubs. And yeah, like Free said, after a day of ice fishing, get in that Sand Dollar Spa and Pool hot tub, enjoy a beverage, and reflect on your day of ice fishing in your beautiful hot tub. Underneath all those beautiful Maine stars from October 24th to the 26th. That's tomorrow, by the way. It's the Lucky Duck Sale, where you can save up to $5,000 on a hot tub. All the details are on this Sand Dollar Spa and Pool Instagram. You can go to sanddollarspa.com. But I hope to see you Saturday. I'll be there 11 to 1, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. 96 Parkway South. I want to meet you, and I know Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, as a fellow Mainer and a neighbor, want to make sure that your patio and backyard hooked up for the winter, and you are taken care of and enjoying the outdoors, even though it's cold, and keeping you warm in your brand new hot tub. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. 106.5, David and Cindy. Cindy Campbell out sick today. Nothing more terrifying than Cindy Campbell leaving me alone in studio with the very talented Jordan Burns. Oh,
thank you so much.
Look at that. We've been talking all morning about, and by the way, Father Free, rare form today.
Mm-hmm.
Rare he form.
Was good.
Right, which is rare.
I know.
He was actually really good.
On
and very,
his A-game.
Very informative about ice fishing. I've been taking, soliciting calls and your text, voice messages via the Q106.5 app, and love hearing from you on the phone too, 207-991-9500, on winter activities. What do I need to put on my to-do list?
I like, what's that thing called when you're like walking on the snow? What is it? What's that called?
Snowshoeing?
Yes. Snowshoeing. Snowshoeing's fun.
Do you have snowshoes?
I do. I had snowshoes, and then I lost them in a nasty divorce. So then I bought new snowshoes.
Is this the girl who dumped you at the restaurant?
Yes. Okay. That one. So I bought new snowshoes and I
not did- to bring up bad memories.
No, I understand.
I'm sorry I did that, but it was at the pizza place.
Yes, it was at the okay. pizza place.
And she looked you right in the eyes and said she doesn't want to be with you anymore.
She said she doesn't love me anymore.
Okay, all right. And that was how long ago?
This was in March of 23.
Again, this is not something I want to dwell on or bring up because it's a bad memory for you.
So I think my favorite winter activity
But what was her name?
Is no. I think getting dumped, that's my favorite winter activity. I was going on the snowshoes, but I think this is it. I think that's it. That's my pick.
No, go on with the snowshoes.
No, that's it. Well, you know, we're running late anyways. We should probably call it.
I do want to play this quick phone call. It was adorable. Okay. I played it earlier. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave.
Hi, what's your name?
Madeline.
What's up, Madeline? What's a winter activity that I must do?
Make a snowman and a snow angel.
I love both of those suggestions. How old are you, Madeline?
7.
Oh, my gosh. Are you on your way to school?
I'm here right now.
Oh, well, Madeline, I hope you have a great day at school. You're doing great things for our demographics here at Q106.5, so we appreciate it. And just for you, I'm going to make a snow angel and a snowman this winter.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day at school. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye, Madeline.
Bye.
Jordan, I have a fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Where you and I go snowshoeing.
Yep.
First snow of the season.
It can't be the first snow. It has to be like the second, third, or fourth.
Where you and I go on the fourth snow of the season.
Okay, perfect.
You and I are snowshoeing.
Yes.
And we're laughing, giggling, and you and I lay down simultaneously in the fresh powdered snow, and we make perfect snow angels.
Well, that's a beautiful fantasy. How do you get up when you've done snow angels? How do you stand?
You use the buddy system.
Okay, so that's where I went wrong. Because right. growing up, my sister is
a little bit older.
A little bit older. Right. So I grew up without any like siblings around my age. I would be like doing snow angels, and I'd just stand up and I'd look back and like my snow angels ruined.
Handprints, footprints, yes. All over it.
So I never learned how to do snow angels.
You and I, this winter, are going to make the perfect snow angels.
I'm so excited.
It's right around the corner.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Q106.5. David and Cindy. Cindy Campbell is out sick. Hopefully she is feeling better and will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, we are still joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Farge. Oh,
thank you so much.
Jordan, I've been waiting all morning to discuss this with you.
Okay.
Hot topic, and I've been putting it off. It's taken a lot in me to not talk about it sooner because I think a lot of people will appreciate it, but I knew you would appreciate it the most.
Oh, I'm so excited. What is this about?
The Australian firefighters calendar is here.
Okay.
And this was announced this month.
Yeah.
The Australian firefighter calendar, which is just chock full of Australian men.
Sure.
Shirtless.
The Aussies.
Now, they're shirtless. However, they do have straps. They're firefighter straps.
Okay.
Covering part of their torso.
Sure.
But for the most part, here, take a gander.
So this is in Australia.
This is in Australia. The reason that this has,
wow. So they're upside down. It makes sense.
Right. Well,
because they're in Australia.
They're not. back in 2019, 2020, Australia experienced devastating wildfires.
Yes. Yeah.
And it killed like 3 billion wild animals.
Terrible. And I'm seeing these shirtless firefighter hunks, some may say. So they're cuddling with like koalas.
They
are. Did I see a koala?
The calendar includes the Australian firefighters posing with cats, puppies, koalas, horses, and more. And what they're doing is paying back a favor that Americans did back in 2019, 2020 when we helped them out with their wildfires. We raised money here in America. They're doing the same for hurricane relief efforts in the U.S.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the Australian Firefighter Calendar has partnered with the Greater Good Charities to donate funds to assist the people and pets affected by hurricanes Milton and Helene.
Mm-hmm.
The donations will provide medical assistance, food, and shelter for those working to rebuild following the deadly storms.
That's awesome. You know, we're all just looking out for our neighbors on this big blue rock.
That's absolutely correct. So my question to you is now that you know that this is going to a good cause, helping out those that have just been devastated by the hurricanes.
Sure.
How many of these calendars would you like?
I'm
thinking you're going to need one for Autumn, obviously, your girlfriend. She's going to love this.
Yeah, but we only need the one. You know, I don't need
one for Cindy Campbell. Right.
Do I need to buy one for Cindy?
No, I'm ordering them.
You're ordering
them. Yeah, so one for your girlfriend. What about your mom? Do you think she would appreciate a bunch of shirtless?
I think she's got calendars already.
Okay. Then we're going to need one for your office because you're going to need to be able to tell the date.
I'm never even in my office. I don't need to.
Just in case you are, you need to circle something or write down like you have a meeting or, you know, you want to. Like, for example, I'm going to be at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool this Saturday from 11 to 1. You're going to want to come see me. So we'll put that on your shirtless Australian hunk calendar.
Sure. Sure.
You'll probably want one for your apartment. Or your house.
Autumn already has one. She does.
This is for 2025.
What do you mean?
This is for 2025 calendar.
We're ordering one for her, right? So we don't need a separate one for.
You don't
the
know
apartment.
What she'll want to do with her personal copy.
Oh well, she can order that. You don't need to order.
I'm
that
already
one.
On it. Oh. Okay, so we'll get one there. Do you want one for your bedroom?
No, we don't need one for the bedroom.
I don't know why your voice is getting high-pitched. We're helping out the victims of the hurricanes.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe one for the bedroom is good, you know, like right on the ceiling.
And we should definitely have one in studio because nothing says Q106.5 than a half-naked Australian man holding a koala.
No, so many more things say Q106.5 than that.
Not today, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, here's one. He's laying with a llama.
Oh,
and he is tatted up.
Is he? Like where?
I don't know.
Show me.
But he's.
I want to see.
He is done. he definitely does not skip chest day.
You can tell they're Australian too.
How could you?
They've just got
because
look.
They're way too good looking, which is very frustrating.
It is. It's so frustrating.
Speaking of hot, I want to talk about the heating lodge.
Oh.
Yeah. If you don't have a hot Australian man to keep you warm during the winter. head over to the Heating Lodge. They're ready to bring the heat for you, and you don't want to leave your family or employees cold. The Heating Lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial, or industrial space. Picture this. You got one of their brand new wood, pellet, or gas stoves keeping you warm, and right above that stove is an Australian calendar of firefighters half naked. So many designs to choose from to upgrade your home. Also, they have Samsung heat pumps. Really want to highlight these. They're energy sufficient, which means lowering that pesky utility bill. They're perfect for heating and cooling residential, commercial, and industrial spaces. Heating Lodge is also your place for all the top brand name grills. We are almost halfway through the football season. What's taking you so long? You need to upgrade your grill. Also, they have fire tables to keep you enjoying your patio well into the winter. And of course, the most premium patio furniture with Polywood. If you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Two locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union, and their location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order today, heatinglodge.com. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, 63 days away from Christmas. Can't believe that.
Wow, 63?
Yeah, 63 days away. Can you imagine just in a little over 2 months, we're all going to be around the Christmas tree, disappointed? Well, yep. Arguing with our relatives because by then the election will be over. Somebody will have won. Half of the people in the room will hate that that person won the election. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a bunch of arguments and disappointing gifts.
Oh, the holidays.
Hello. Yep. And we are 8 sleeps away from Halloween. Much calmer today.
Yeah. More mellow.
We have a joke that has been submitted by Kat in Milford via the Q106.5 app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she goes, "Hi, Katrina here. I am sending a sort of Halloween joke."
Okay.
"What do you call bananas eating bananas?"
Bananas? Bananalism. Cannabananalism.
Why are you ruining her punchline?
Is that what it is?
Cannabanana. Hold on, we can do this. We'll do it together.
No, we can't.
Cannabananimalism. 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 And then she texted, "Badumchi." LOL. Very funny, Cat. You get a laugh.
Yep. And a slow clap.
Continuing the conversation about winter activities, what are things that I need to put on my to-do list for my very first winter in Maine?
So I really like snowshoeing, okay? So this past year, I got some new snowshoes.
Right.
I had some snowshoes, but I lost them in a really nasty divorce. So I got new snowshoes, and I didn't get a chance to use them because we didn't get enough snow last year to warrant shoeing in the snow. So I'm hoping, you know, this year, get a little bit more.
Now, and then this year, you and I have that goal of snowshoeing together, mm-hmm. Hand in hand. Are we holding hands?
I imagine we're holding both hands.
Okay.
So, like, I can either walk backwards or you can walk backwards, or we can walk sideways.
Sure. Right.
Crab walking.
It's to improve our coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to make snow angels together. This is going to be a fantastic day. I look forward to it. Afterwards, we'll have hot cocoa, and we'll throw marshmallows at each other in a flirtatious, coquettish manner.
And we're going to be giggling, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Teehee.
Constantly.
Paul from Bernie, Texas wrote in. This is my father, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Everybody has had fantastic recommendations. Herman Mountain has been recommended 3 times. Thanks to Chris, who just called in, also with a joke, and recommended Herman Mountain as well. Taking a tube down it, going skiing down it.
Mm-hmm.
Just very local, very easy to get to, very accessible, and so much fun. My father wrote in, and he says, shovel snow.
Yep. Yeah, that's what you're going to be doing, too.
Shovel snow.
Yep.
I've gone ice fishing. I've gone polar plunging. I've gone snowmobiling. I've gone ice skating. And then my dad writes in, and he goes, shovel snow.
Yeah, you got to shovel that snow.
My dad's a military man. He retired as a colonel. He's very practical.
Thank you.
That is such a father thing to recommend.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm looking for something fun to do this winter in Maine. Shovel snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
It's not that fun. Really. David, it's not that fun. Okay.
I haven't even bought a shovel yet.
You bought a rake recently.
I have a rake.
Very different. You need a shovel. you're gonna need to shovel the snow out of, because I imagine, do you cover the driveway? Like, do you need to clear it?
Here's the thing. Well, they clear,
I was here for that that last snow of the season last year.
Okay.
What was that? End of April? Yeah, beginning of April? End of
April
March?
April 15th?
No, it was like April 2nd. 5th. Sure. 2nd. Well, let's compromise. Okay. Meet in the middle. It was on April 3rd and a half.
Okay, sure.
So I was there. The snow plows were on it. I mean, that was so impressive to watch how the snow plows. I mean, they were on it and multiple times. Whoever does the snow plowing around here, you're phenomenal. I can't wait to meet you and get to know you better because they do great work. But yeah, my driveway was not shoveled and I just had to like kind of plow through it and cross my fingers and hope I made it. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
Shoveling snow is going to be an issue because I already wake up at the crack like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to wake up an hour earlier.
Yeah. David, that's what I used to do. I used to work, I suppose, overnights. What's the shift when you have to, like, wake up and get to work by 2 a.m.?
Overnight. Early morning?
Early mornings. I used to work early mornings, okay? I had to be at work at 2 a.m. So I would be waking up at, like midnight 30.
Sure.
To shower, to make sure we're all set, and then have to shovel my way out to be able to get to work on time.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Q106.5 207-991-9500. Winter activities. We got two more segments on today's show. Appreciate everybody's recommendations so far. They've just been absolutely fantastic. I'm actually excited for winter, believe it or not. If you have a winter to-do activity that I must put on my list, 207-991-9500 or that Q106.5 app. Bugsy in Sangerville recommends building a snowman and then putting what appears to be some sort of firework inside of that snowman and lighting it.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Poor Frosty.
Yeah. I've never seen Frosty.
You've never seen Frosty the Snowman?
No. So, like, what's the deal with him?
Q106.5, David and Cindy. Cindy Campbell out sick. Hopefully she's better and back tomorrow, but joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented and yet hasn't seen Frosty the Snowman, Jordan Burge.
Oh, thank you. So, like, is he the friendly snowman or?
They put a hat on him, and the hat has magical powers that brings him to life. Snickering right now. This is a phenomenal movie. It's a Christmas classic.
That sounds silly. What were those guys on when they made that?
Well, okay, you could say that about just about any movie.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, come on. Yeah. I mean, if you want to be creative,
Well, no, I mean, that one right there, I mean, that's not necessarily a movie. That's like...
real life.
Yeah.
Well, true. That is true. Never mind, I take that back. Frosty the Snowman, I don't know. I haven't seen Frosty the Snowman in real life. I do feel like that somebody did have to maybe consume one or too many beverages before creating that.
Was it made in like the 60s? I know there was some pretty popular stuff kicking around in the 60s.
We'll dive into that later. Speaking of movies, Jesse and Bangor wrote in and said that she's been watching Christmas Hallmark movies already.
Really?
Here's the thing with Christmas Hallmark movies, Jordan.
Okay.
Have you ever watched them?
Yeah, dude, I'm a huge Christmas rom-com fan. Like, that's my favorite genre.
But Hallmark?
I like the Netflix ones a lot.
Name your favorite Christmas rom-com.
Ooh, okay, so there's one with Zoe Dutch. It's called, something at Tiffany's. He went to Tiffany's or something. Do you know that one?
Christmas? Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, it's Christmas not that one. Tiffany's? Tiffany's
we had
Christmas movie.
We love Tiffany's.
Oh, is it? Something from Tiffany's. That's a really good one.
Okay. You surprise me every once in a while.
That one, Four Christmases, is great.
Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, and Tim McGraw is also in that movie.
Yeah, he is, and he hates his role in that. He hates his appearance in that movie. That movie is what inspired Tim McGraw to get in shape.
That's incredible. You told me that Tim McGraw was in that movie. I watched it, came here, told you about Four Christmases, and then you said, oh, yeah, Tim McGraw's in that.
And you had really? No idea.
Yeah.
He does not look... like how he does today.
Mm-hmm.
He completely transformed his physical appearance and his physical health after that movie. The number one Christmas rom-com of all time is, of course, let's say it's simultaneously, Serendipity.
Notebook. Okay, I don't know what that is.
So
I've never seen Serendipity.
The Notebook's not a Christmas movie, not even close.
I'm sure that there's some Christmas parts in it.
There's not. And okay. Serendipity is, Nicholas Sparks is wonderful, don't get me wrong, but that's not a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Serendipity is, it stars Kate Beckinsale and John Cusack, and it is by far the best Christmas rom-com of all time. I will watch it at least five times from November 1st until Christmas Day.
I understand you. I hear you out. You really like that Kate Beckinsale lady, right?
I admire her her acting prowess.
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything, so maybe I'll have to look this up. It's Serendipity.
It's a fantastic film.
Okay.
Also, Love Actually is a close second, I would think.
Haven't seen that one either.
I thought you said you love Christmas rom-coms.
I do. I love them so much, but I haven't seen that one.
Love Actually is a great Christmas rom-com.
I like the new ones. Like, have you seen Love Hard?
That doesn't sound like a Christmas movie.
No, it is a Christmas movie, and it's so good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can't name any of the actors in it.
Is it a family-friendly one?
Yes, of course it is.
Okay, we are forgetting another love story rom-com. This is the last one I'll mention, then I'll move forward.
Sure.
Elf.
I guess that is, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
You don't really think of it and consider that a rom-com.
Most people don't, but it is.
I love Elf. That's one of my favorites.
So many people fell in love in that film. Zooey Deschanel,
mm-hmm.
who I love and adore.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't? She's a treasure. And Will Ferrell's character, Elf, they fell in love.
Yes, you're right. Two people did fall in love in that movie.
Also, the family fell in love.
Mm-hmm. They were a struggling family that didn't love each other.
Who was the dad?
Oh, I can picture his face.
He's the late, great actor. He just passed.
Did he?
Yeah, he just recently passed, which was very sad. So
when I said that thing I said right there, I asked, did he? I did not say did he. I want to make that clear, too. Right.
And thank you for making that clarification. It's important these days.
Oh, James Caan?
James Caan.
Caan.
Yeah, okay. I believe he just passed. I know that the actor who played Papa Elf just passed, too, yes. Bob Newhart.
Yep.
Yeah, James Caan and Bob Newhart have both passed. So both the fathers in that film. But they all fell in love in the movie, too.
It's a beautiful movie. I want to watch that tonight.
It's too soon.
So I just looked up James Caan, and yes, he passed away on July 6th, 2022. I was in Portland on July 6th, 2022, and I was really, really drunk.
I feel like that's just, you're guessing?
No, there's no guessing. This was at a buddy's bachelor party.
I see.
Yes.
You would remember that.
I remember the date.
And we lost Papa Elf, Bob Newhart, July 18th, 2024. Where were you July 18th, 2024, when Papa Elf, Bob Newhart died?
I was in Massachusetts watching and getting ready to see Noah Kahn at Fenway Park.
So you probably were drunk then, too.
I was having a few.
I feel like we need an intervention.
Let's go to break. We don't need to talk about this
right here. We'll wait until after the holidays, okay?
Oh, thank you, at least. That's all I really wanted.
Words of wisdom coming up, Q106.5. Music, Smoke and Still Barbecue, Nashville Nights. Mm. The finale is back. We got four acts.
Yes, Buddy, Keith, Barb, Z Minor.
Wow, you're good.
I've been following along closely, David.
Four performances, live music, Smoke and Still Barbecue. It's called Nashville Nights. The audience votes on who's going to be the winner for the second Nashville Nights series of Nashville Nights. It's so much fun. Great food at Smoke and Steel Barbecue. Oh, my God, the best brisket in town.
Seriously, really good friend of mine called me yesterday saying she's got a hot date coming up and asked where, like, good places to get burgers and margaritas is at. And I recommended Smoke and Steel.
Right. Where else are you going to find live music? I don't think you can find that anywhere, especially right now, this time of year.
Especially like country live music, too.
It's going to be so much fun. So tomorrow night, Nashville Nights. Can't wait to see you. Smoke and Steel Barbecue. Get there early. It does get packed, but it is so much fun to have live music while you're eating some barbecue and enjoying some delicious drinks.
I've had so many lumberjack fries in the last month. every single week I go, and I have to get the lumberjack fries. They're my absolute favorite.
It shows.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still going to get them.
Really hope you go to the gym today.
Oh, geez.
Not body shaming, but I am.
A little body shaming. And you know what? That's terrible, because when I woke up this morning, I felt gross, too.
Yeah.
So you're really feeding into it, and I'm feeding some things into me, too.
But it's worth it.
I feel it in my butt, too.
Smoke and Steel Barbecue. Get all the details on their Facebook, Smoke and Steel BBQ. All right, words of wisdom. Let's get out of here.
Try something new. You know, whether it's, winter activities or something at Smoke and Steel tomorrow at Thursday.
Lumberjack fries.
Try something new. Yeah. You know, you might find your new favorite.
I love that. By the way, I'm getting out of here. You're going to be up next, and you continue with those jelly roll codes.
Yep, the next code that could send you to Jacksonville coming up on middays at 10:20.
Words of wisdom from me is don't be afraid of winter. I was, and then after everybody had so many great recommendations, stop it.
Dude, I'm afraid of winter.
So many recommendations of things to do in the winter. I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to take all each and every person's recommendation, and it was a lot, and I'm going to do it all from from ice fishing to polar plunging to dropping all your clothes and jumping into a snowbank, which I'll make sure that's in my backyard and not the parking lot at Walmart.
Yeah, that's a really good joke.
Don't want to end up in jail.
No, that's the thing that people do, though.
Q106.5, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy this summer weather today.